Israel News for May 27, 2024. An IDF airstrike on a Hamas compound in Gaza eliminated Yassin Rabia, a senior Hamas commander leading the terrorist group's operations in the West Bank, and Khaled Nagar, a senior official in Hamas West Bank Command. Both terrorists had been serving several life sentences in Israeli prison but were freed in 2011 as part of a prisoner swap deal for the release of IDF soldier Gilad Shalit. Palestinian sources claim that 35 civilians were killed in the strike. The IDF is investigating the incident but that the strike was carried out against legitimate targets under international law, using precise munitions and on the basis of precise intelligence that indicated Hamas use of the area. The Palestinian Authority in Egypt accused Israel of deliberately targeting civilians. French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted, "Outraged by the Israeli strikes that have killed many displaced persons in Rafah. These operations must stop. There are no safe areas in Rafah for Palestinian civilians. I call for full respect for international law and an immediate ceasefire." Italy also criticized Israel. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and other Arab states joined in the chorus. Hamas managed to fire dozens of rockets from Gaza at the Tel Aviv area and at southern Israel yesterday. The terrorists are reportedly using up their inventory of rockets as IDF forces close in on their launch sites. Troops are stepping up operations in Jabalia and Rafah. IDF soldiers killed in Gaza. Staff Sergeant Sahar Sudae, 20 of the Givati Brigade's Rotem Battalion, from Tel Aviv. Staff Sergeant Betzalel Zvi Kovac, 20, of the Kafir Brigade's Netzah Yehuda Battalion, from Jerusalem. Chief Military Prosecutor Major General Yifat Tomer Yerushalmi said that approximately 70 investigations have been opened by the Military Police Criminal Investigation Division, CID, since the beginning of the war due to suspected criminal offenses. The Foreign Ministry ordered Spain's consulate in Jerusalem to stop offering consular services to Palestinians in the West Bank from June 1, in response to Spain's recognition of a Palestinian state. The Foreign Ministry said that Spain's consulate in Jerusalem is authorized to provide consular services to residents of the consular district of Jerusalem only, and is not authorized to provide services or perform consular activity vis-à-vis residents of the Palestinian Authority. Nikki Haley visited the site of the Nova Festival in southern Israel today and spoke with survivors of the massacre. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.